as the dark fireball flew straight at him. Waking with a start, Lord Izanagi's hand jolted to the long scar down the side of his face. He let out a gasping breath as he felt cold sweat soaking through the collar of his shirt. In his mind, the familiar haunting phrase that never left him at peace echoed, "Casting must prevail." His breathing came in shallow inhales as he fought to regain composure. After several agonizing heartbeats, he finally shook off the effects of the dream and no longer felt anxious or afraid. Rather, he felt irritated at the tormenting memories that made restful sleep so difficult to come by. He sat up in the bed. There was no sense trying to go back to sleep. Passing through a deerskin partition separating his bed from the rest of the tent, he walked to his table, sat down, and began writing on a piece of parchment. He needed to think. He needed to plan. He had several deep reasons for pursuing his cause: revenge, power, justice, redemption, fulfilling his mentor's vision, all compelling motivators. But often, on nights like these, he felt the sweetest victory he could earn would be to finally do away with the nightmares once and for all. Chapter 1. Kaito's Curiosity. Kaito knew he should be tired. He knew he was tired, so why couldn't he sleep? Nigel snored from the bed next to him in the upper room of Master Ganesh Atolanai's house. Both Sumi and her shadow hound Ranger let out heavy, sleepy breaths from the pair of beds further back. But as Kaito stared at the ceiling from his bed, sleep wouldn't overtake him. Too many thoughts stirred in his head. Their narrow escape from the scar-faced rogue caster, their safe arrival to Toshio where they'd completed the first task of their first commission by delivering Master Toshio's canister with the blank parchment to Ganesh, the revelations Ganesh shared with them about potential traitors within the Legion of Shadowcasters and rogue casters organizing. Perhaps there was little wonder he couldn't sleep after all. It was a lot to take in. Kaito particularly found himself obsessing over the identity of the rogue caster who had attacked them, formulating theories of who from their daylight trials grading committee could be the traitor responsible, and wondering what the upcoming days would bring once they left the safety of Torsha. As his mind ran rampant, his tiredness lessened, replaced by renewed vigor that pushed sleep further from his reach. Amid his tossing, turning, and tumultuous contemplation while he knew he needed rest, a new thought struck him. Ganesh had mentioned the blank message and canister they'd delivered would require further investigation to interpret what Toshio was trying to tell him. Ganesh had insisted that if there was a message, he wouldn't need their help deciphering it. A wave of curiosity swept over Kaito. He was desperate to know the truth about the parchment. They'd gone to so much trouble to deliver it. It had to mean something. It couldn't just be a blank piece of paper. Why had the rogue caster been so keen to intercept it? Ganesh had to know more than he was letting on. What was going on between the two shadow cast masters? What was so important for Toshio to tell him? And how was Ganesh going to figure it out? Then again, maybe Ganesh was bluffing. Perhaps he already knew exactly what the blank parchment meant. A noise from the level below pierced Kaito's thoughts. He lifted his head to listen and picked out the scraping sound of a chair sliding across the floor, followed by a few footsteps and creaking wood. Ganesh was still awake. And if he's awake, he must be trying to decipher Toshio's message. Kaito leaned up a little further, contemplating. Ganesh had instructed them to get their rest. He'd told them they'd done their part, and it was up to him to interpret the message. By all accounts, Kaito should stay put and try to relax until sleep overtook him. But his curiosity was more than he could bear. Moving as silently as he could, he pulled back